الحمد لله رب العالمين، حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه كما يحب ربنا ويرضاه. واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له، واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله. اما بعد، قال المؤلف ابو محمد الحسن بن علي البربهاري رحمه الله تعالى: واعلم أن الناس لم يبتدعوا بدعة قط حتى تركوا من السنة مثلها، فاحذر المحدثات من الأمور، فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة والضلالة وأهلها في النار. Know that people never introduced an innovation until they abandoned dislike from the Sunnah. So beware of newly invented matters in the religion, as every newly invented matter is an innovation. And every innovation is misguidance, and misguidance and its people are in the fire. Sheikh Al-Allama Rabi' ibn Hadi Al-Madkhali, Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, commented upon that. He said, "Hada kalamu haqqin wa waqi'." This speech is true and it is a reality. That the people never introduce a bid'ah, an innovation, until they abandon its like from the sunnah. فَكَمْ تَرَكَ أَهْلُ الْبِدَعِ مِنَ النُّصُوصِ الْقُرْآنِيَّةِ وَالنَّبَوِيَّةِ صرفهم عنها بدعهم وضلالاتهم. How many texts from the Quran and the Sunnah the people of innovation abandoned? How many? How many proofs? How many texts from the Quran and from the Sunnah have the people of innovation abandoned? And they were turned away from these texts by their innovations and misguidance. And the Sheikh said, this speech is true. And it is a reality. And he's going to give some examples. He's going to give some examples how Ahlul Bidah, the people of innovation and misguidance, they abandoned texts from the Quran and from the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they were turned away from these texts by their innovations and dalalat. So for example, فَالَّذِينَ لَمْ يُثْبِتُوا صِفَاتِ اللَّهِ الْعَظِيمَةِ الثَّابِتَةِ بِالْأَدِلَّةِ الْكَثِيرَةِ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَالسُّنَّةِ استعاضوا عنها بتعطيل الصفات العظيمة. So for example, those who do not affirm the perfect attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal, which are established in many texts from the Quran and the Sunnah, they exchanged these texts for their denial of the perfect attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal. So they rejected those adilla, those proofs and those evidences, and they denied the attributes of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. فمثلا, an example of this, ذهب أهل التعطيل إلى أن الله في كل مكان. The people who deny the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala believe that Allah is present in every place. They believe that Allah is present in every place. فتركوا عشرات الأدلة التي تثبت علو الله واستواءه على عرشه. So they've abandoned tens of evidences, hundreds of evidences that affirm that Allah is above the creation and that affirm that Allah Azza wa Jalla, He rose above His throne. وَأَدَّ هَذَا التَّعْطِيلِ بِكَثِيرٍ مِّنْهُمْ إِلَى الْقَوْلِ بِالْحُلُولِ وَإِلَى الْقَوْلِ بِوَحْدَةِ الْوُجُودِ. And this denial of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala led many from among them to believe that Allah Azza wa Jalla is incarnate in human beings. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. They say Allah is incarnate in human beings. And some of them believe in the oneness of existence, that everything is Allah and Allah is everything. That's kufr, disbelief. So look where their bid'ah led them to. Their innovations, like Al-Barbahari, he said, وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ النَّاسَ لَمْ يَبْتَدِعُوا بِدْعَةً قَطْ حَتَّى تَرَكُوا مِنَ السُنَّةِ مِثْلِهَا. Know that the people, they never introduced an innovation into the religion, except they abandon the like from the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So beware of newly invented matters in the religion, as every newly invented matter is an innovation, and every innovation is misguidance, and misguidance and its people are in the hellfire. They deny and they reject hundreds of evidences that affirm that Allah Azza wa Jalla is above the creation, that affirm that Allah Azza wa Jalla is above the creation, and that Allah rose above His throne. And this denial of the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jalla led many of them to believe that Allah is incarnate in some human beings, wal-iyadu billah. Or the oneness of existence, that Allah is everything and everything is Allah. Which is kufrun sarih. Na'am. Who can give me a proof that Allah Azza wa Jalla is above the creation? Tafaddal. Give me a proof. Give me a proof. MashaAllah, Allahu Akbar. How old are you? 9, mashaAllah. And he understands more than the people of bid'ah and rhetoric. Ahl al-kalam wal-falsafa. Naam. Ar-Rahmanu ala al-arshi istawa. The most merciful, he rose above his throne. Surah Taha. Another proof. Faddal. Give me another proof. Dawood. Another proof from the Quran. ثم استوى على العرش في أي سورة؟ And then Allah عز وجل rose above the throne. Another proof. حسن. أحسن. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى. الأعلى, the most high. نعم. Another proof. عبد الرحيم.
إن ربكم الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش.
Which سورة؟
سورة الأعراف.
Give me another دليل. Fadl. Amintum man fi sama. Do you feel safe from the one who is above the heavens? Another dalil. Amr. Musab, tafaddal. Naam. Al Ali, the most high. Tayyib, another proof. From the Quran first. We're going to go to the Sunnah. Tafaddal, akhi. Naam. نعم لا لا أنت يس
قال الله يا عيسى إني متوفيك إليك
ورافعك إليك
إني متوفيك ورافعك إليك
نعم what's the دليل
Allah says he's rising Isa
he's going to raise Isa up to himself up to him نعم another دليل Naam. All the ayat that mentions at-tanzeel, that Allah Azza wa Jalla sends down the revelation. Sends down the revelation. All of the ayat that mention that, for example, إِلَيْهِ يَصْعَدُ الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ To Allah rises the good word. There are hundreds of adilla, proofs and evidences that we find in the Quran and the Sunnah that affirm that Allah Azza wa Jalla Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is above the heavens and above His throne. Give me one from the Sunnah, or give me some adilla from the Sunnah. What hadith? Who asked the slave girl? Yes, no, who asked the slave girl? Tell me the story behind it. And where can we find it? Abdul Rahim, tafaddal. Naam. Man, who was he? Which one? Everyone agree with him? Everyone's quiet. Subhanallah al-Azim. Famous hadith. Find out who was the Sahabi. Tayyib, come on, Abdurrahim, tafaddal. Where do we find the hadith? Bukhari? Sahih Muslim, alladhi arif. I know it's the Sahih Muslim. Alayka bid-dalil. Naam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked the slave girl, look, a slave girl. This shows, alhamdulillah, when the Salaf, they used to say, Panyu is that which is ancient, a slave girl. She never went to no university. You have individuals that have been to universities, like Al-Azhar, they still can't answer the question, where is Allah? They'll tell you, wal-iyadu billah, in every place. This is a slave girl. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked her, Ain Allah, where is Allah? She said, Fis sama, above the heavens. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, "A'tiqha fa innaha mu'mina." Let her go, free her, because she's a believer. He asked as well, who am I? She said, you are the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So based upon those correct answers, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, free her. Showing that those are the correct answers, that Allah azza wa jalla is above the creation. Al-Imam al-Dhahabi rahimahullahu ta'ala, he said, whoever criticizes, because you have some people, they'll say to you, don't ask anyone that question. Why are you asking somebody where Allah is? Are you the Aqidah, please? They say these type of ludicrous statements. Naam, because they don't want people to be clear in their belief. Al-Imam al-Dhahabi, he said, whoever criticizes that question, where is Allah? Then in reality, he's criticizing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, he asked the slave girl, Ain Allah, where is Allah? And she said, Fis-sama, above the heavens. Likewise, wa ahlu bid'ati tawassul bil-jah wal-ashkhas, taraku tawassul al-mashru' kat-tawassul bi-asma'illahi al-husna wa sifati al-ulya wa katawassul al-mu'min bi-amali al-salih wa imanihi billah. Likewise, the people of innovation who seek nearness to Allah through the station of certain human beings, and they abandon the legislated forms of seeking to draw near to Allah through His beautiful names and perfect attributes, and the believers seeking to draw near to Allah through their righteous actions and faith. Now, you have some of the people of Bid'ah, they say, Allah maghfir li bihaq al-Sheikh Fulan, or bijah Muhammad, for example. They say, Oh Allah, forgive me through the right of Sheikh so-and-so. That's a bid'ah, not found in the Quran and the Sunnah. Or they say, Oh Allah, forgive me through the station of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That's a bid'ah. No delil in the Quran and the Sunnah. But they abandon the Sunnah, and you look at what bid'ah. They innovated this bid'ah and they've abandoned the Sunnah. Because in the Sunnah, it is legislated to draw nearer to Allah Azza wa Jal, to seek to draw nearer to Allah Azza wa Jal by mentioning the names and attributes of Allah, the beautiful names and the perfect attributes of Allah, drawing nearer to Allah Azza wa Jal by the believer through his righteous actions and his faith in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Like we took in Kitab al-Tawheed, a proof, the people that were trapped in the cave. The people that were trapped in the cave. Likewise, وَالصُّوفِيَّ مِنْ أَمْثَالِ الشَّاذِلِيَّ وَالتِّيجَانِيَّ. You have the Sufis from the Shadhiliyyah, the different turuq, the order of al-Shadhiliyyah and the Tijaniyyah. Some of these sects, these Sufi orders, are found in many places of the world, and many, especially many of the countries in Africa. Na'am, ibtada'u awradan dhala shirkiya. They've innovated dhikr that they say, which is misguidance and comprises of shirk. They've innovated dhikr that they say, which comprises of innovation and shirk. فَجَهِلُوا وَتَرَكُوا الْأَذْكَارَ الشَّرْعِيَّ النَّبَوِيَّ. And they've abandoned the legislated remembrance that we find in the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. That is why, I'm sure many of us have seen those books that people sometimes they go around with, especially the Tablighi Jama'ah, or those people who have that type of affiliation. They have books of adhkar, so-called remembrance. But they're full of fabricated ahadith. They're full of all types of falsehood and misguidance. Like, if you don't want to go blind, you spit on your fingers and you say something and you rub your eyes. Where do you get that from? You see all types of nonsense. They've innovated these things. Ibtada'u bid'atan. They've innovated these things, these practices into the religion, and they've taken them away from the Sunnah. They don't even mention the adhkar for the Sunnah. If you analyze one of them, he won't make the dhikr when he wakes up in the morning. He won't make the dhikr when he leaves the house. He won't make the dhikr before he goes into the bathroom, when he comes out of the bathroom, that we find in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He won't make the dhikr when he comes into the masjid, or when he leaves the masjid. He won't make any of those adhkar that we find in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But you find them biting on with their molar teeth to this that was innovated by their sheikh. Wal-iyadu billah. And through their actions, it's as if they're saying that the guidance that is innovative for them is superior to the guidance that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam came with. May Allah protect us from that. So look, this is a statement that, as the Sheikh Al-Fawzan mentioned, this is something that the ulama of Islam, they've experienced this, meaning they've seen it, they've witnessed it. And no doubt it's a reality and it's true that no, there are people, they never innovated in innovation until they abandoned from the Sunnah. It's like when you introduce something into the religion that is not from it, a Sunnah which is, that is similar to it, will be abandoned by the people, wal-iyadu billah. Also, وَالَّذِينَ يَشِيدُونَ الْأَبْنِيَةِ, those who build buildings and tombs on the graves of the righteous, they've abandoned many authentic texts, أَلَّتِي تُحَرِّمُ ذَلِكَ وَتَنْهَا عَنْ, that forbid this and prohibit it. وَقَالَ الشَّيْخَ الْإِسْلَامِ إِبْنُ تَيْمِيَةِ فِي هَذَا الْمَعْنَى, Ibn Taymiyyah, he said, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, he said, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, وَهَكَذَا أَهْلُ الْبِدَعِ لَا تَجِدُ أَحَدًا تَرَكَ بَعْضَ السُنَّةِ الَّتِي يَجِبُ التَّصْدِيقُ بِهَا وَالْعَمَلُ إِلَّا وَقَعَ فِي بِدْعًا. Likewise, the people of innovation, you do not find any one of them who abandoned the sunnah, which it is obligatory to believe in and act upon, except that they fall into innovation. They abandoned the sunnah that it was obligatory upon them to believe in and act upon, إِلَّا وَقَعَ فِي بِدْعًا, except that they fell into innovation. وَلَا تَجِدُ صَاحِبَ بِدْعَةٍ إِلَّا تَرَكَ شَيْئًا مِنَ السُنَّةِ. You do not find a person of innovation except that he abandoned something from the sunnah. Except that he has abandoned something from the sunnah. كَمَا جَاءَ فِي الْحَدِيثِ, as comes in the hadith, مَبْتَدَعَ قَوْمٌ بِدْعَةً إِلَّا تَرَكُوا مِنَ السُنَّةِ مِثْلِهَا. There comes in the hadith that people have never innovated an innovation except that they abandoned something similar from the sunnah. That hadith is collected by Imam Ahmad and others. However, as Sheikh Rabbi comments, he said, Al-Hadith alladhi istadalla bihi Sheikh al-Islam akhraju al-Imam Ahmad fi musnadihi wa Abu Zur'a fi tarikh Dimishq wa fi isnadi Abu Bakr ibn Abi Maryam da'if. In the chain of narration is an individual known as Abu Bakr ibn Abi Maryam, and he's weak. Wa nahwuhu ma rawahu darimi fi musnadihi bi raqam 99 qala akhbarana Abu al-Mughira haddathana al-Awza'i an Hassan قال مبتدع قوم بدعة في دينهم إلا نزع الله من سنتهم ثم لا يعيدها إليهم إلى يوم القيامة. However, there is a narration upon Hassan ibn Atiyah, one of the Salaf, Naam, who said that a people have never innovated an innovation in their religion except that Allah Azza wa Jalla removed the like from their sunnah, and He does not return it to them all the way until the Day of Judgment. Hassan ibn Atiyah, it's authentic upon Hassan ibn Atiyah. هذا إسناد صحيح إلى حسان ibn Atiyah. As for being a hadith on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is weak. However, it's thabit, it's established upon some of the Salaf. And that's a proof, ikhwan, that alhamdulillah, even though we love and we respect the scholars, we don't blind follow them. We see that Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, an alim min ulama al-sunnah. Naam, great scholar of the sunnah. However, we see Shaykh Rabi' commenting on the hadith that he quoted, saying that the hadith is weak. So Ahl al-Sunnah, they do not blind follow one another. Naam, they respect one another. And they only mention the people of the Sunnah in khair. But if there is something that needs to be pointed out, alhamdulillah, they point it out, because this is the deen of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. This is the religion of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naam. So Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, he said, وَقَدْ قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. And another proof for this, that a people have never introduced an innovation until they abandon its light from the Sunnah, is the saying of Allah Azza wa Jal, فَنَسُوا حَظًّا مِمَّا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَأَغْرَيْنَا بَيْنَهُمَ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَاءِ. Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse number 14. فَنَسُوا حَظًّا مِمَّا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَأَغْرَيْنَا بَيْنَهُمَ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَاءِ. And they forgot a portion of what they were reminded, what they were commanded with. They forgot a portion of it. They abandoned a portion of it. So we caused among them animosity and hatred until the day of resurrection. So Shaykh al-Islam, he commented, فَلَمَّا تَرَكُوا حَظًّا مِمَّا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ اِعْتَاذُوا بِغَيْرِهِ فَوَقَعَتْ بَيْنُهُمَ الْعَدَاوَ وَالْبَغْضَاءِ. When they abandoned a portion of what they were commanded with, what they were reminded of, and they replaced it with other than that, animosity and hatred appeared amongst them. So innovation, when people practice bid'ah, it leads to animosity and hatred between them. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. And we have, even when it comes to lining up the sufuf, we have the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam used to say, "La takhtalifu fa takhtalifu qulubukum." Do not differ, because Allah Azza wa Jalla will cause your hearts to differ. Abandoning the sunnah and practicing bid'ah, it leads to adawa, animosity, and hatred between the people. And if you look at Ahlul Bid'ah, one of their signs is that they declare the blood of their adversaries, even from the Muslims, to be lawful, like the Khawarij. The Khawarij, like ISIS and those who are like them in our time, look, they declare it lawful to murder Muslims and to even murder innocent non-Muslims. They believe that this is deen. يَتَقَرَّبُونَ بِهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلِّ. So Shaykh al-Islam, he continued, he said, another proof for this is the saying of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَانِ نُقَيِّدْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ. And whoever turns away from the remembrance of the Most Merciful, we appoint for him a devil as an intimate companion. May Allah protect us from that. Look, وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَنِ, whoever turns away from the remembrance of the Most Merciful, نُقَيِّدْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا, we appoint for him a devil, فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ, and that devil is an intimate companion of his. Who wants a devil as an intimate companion of this? وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. أي, عَنِ الذِّكْرَ الَّذِي أَنْزَلَهُ الرَّحْمَنِ, meaning they turned away from the remembrance that Allah revealed to them. They turned away from the Quran and from the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah Azza wa Jalla, he said, mentioning their punishment, نُقَيِّدْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا, we appointed for them a devil, a shaytan, as an intimate companion of theirs. Likewise, Allah Azza wa Jalla said, Ibn Taymiyyah mentioned another ayah, فَمَنِ اتَّبَعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا يَضِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى, whoever follows my guidance, they will never go astray and they will never be miserable. That's a promise from Allah. Allah Azza wa Jalla never breaks his promise, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever follows my guidance, he will never be miserable and he will never go astray. And that is why I mentioned in the beginning of Al-Ha'iyya, a poem which is just over 30 lines that everyone should try and memorize. He starts it off by saying, تَمَسَّكْ بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ وَاتَّبِعِ الْهُدَى وَلَا تَكُ بِدْعِيًّا لَعَلَّكَ تُفْلِحُ وَدِمْ بِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَسُنَنِ الَّتِي أَتَتَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ تَنْجُو وَتَرْبَحُ. He said, hold on to the rope of Allah and cling to the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you will be successful. You will be happy. You will be prosperous. Naam, that's a promise from Allah Azza wa Jalla, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. فَمَنْ اتَّبَى هُدَايَ فَلَا يَضِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى, whoever follows my guidance, he will never go astray. He will never be miserable. No, you won't be miserable. You will not be miserable. However, if you try and imitate those people in Hollywood, you're going to be miserable. No doubt about it. Because they're miserable. And they have to mask their misery with all types of medication and all types of drugs. How many of them have overdosed from the use of prescribed drugs? Because they're miserable. Even though they try and paint to the world that they're happy because of the money that they have or this the station that they have. They're miserable. Why? Because the only way to happiness is Quran and Sunnah with the understanding of the Salaf of the Ummah. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla said in the next ayah, Surah Taha, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ, whoever turns away from my remembrance, he will have a miserable life. وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى, and we will raise him on the Day of Judgment and he will be blind. Whoever turns away from my remembrance, he will have a miserable life. فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. Also Allah Azza wa Jalla said, اتَّبِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكُم مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا مِن دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ قَلِيلًا مَّا تَذَكَّرُونَ. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, follow what has been revealed to you from your Lord. What has been revealed from our Lord? Fadl Ibn Abd al-Malik, na'am. What did Allah reveal? Quran, what else? Harun. No, what did Allah reveal? When Allah said here, اِتَّبِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكُم مِّن رَبِّكُمْ, Quran and Sunnah. Naam, Quran and Sunnah is revelation. Both of them are revelation. So Allah is commanding to follow the Quran and the Sunnah. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا مِن دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ, and do not follow أَوْلِيَاءَ besides him, قَلِيلًا مَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. So in this ayah, أَمَرَ بِاتِّبَاعِ مَا أَنزَلَ وَنَهَى عَمَّا يُضَادُ ذَلِكَ وَهُوَ اتِّبَاعُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِن دُونِهِ. In this verse, Allah commanded to follow what He revealed. Allah revealed the Quran and the Sunnah. And He forbade its opposite, which is to follow awliya besides Him, to follow other than Allah Azza wa Jal. He prohibited us from that. فَمَنْ لَمْ يَتَّبِعْ أَحَدَهُمَا اتَّبَعَ الْآخَرُ. And then Shaykh al-Islam, he mentions a point. He said, whoever does not follow one of them will automatically follow the other. What does that mean, Nasir? That's close. Ibn Taymiyyah mentions a point. فَمَنْ لَمْ يَتَّبِعْ أَحَدَهُمَا اتَّبَعَ الْآخَرُ. If you don't follow one of them, if you don't follow one of those things, you're going to follow the other automatically. So if you don't follow one, you're going to follow the other by default. And he gives an example. When Allah said in the Quran, and we heard this ayah yesterday, وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and they follow a path other than the path of the believers. قَالَ الْعُلَمَاءُ وَمَنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ مُتَّبِعًا سَبِيلَهُمْ كَانَ مُتَّبِعًا غَيْرَ سَبِيلِهِمْ. Whoever does not follow the path of the companions, then by default he's following other than their path. It's either one. Either you're following the way of the companions or you're following another way, another path. There's no middle. There's no middle. It's either one or the other. Either you're on the way of the companions, or you're on other than their path. فَاسْتَدَلُّ بِذَٰلِكَ عَلَى أَنَّ اِتِّبَاعَ سَبِيلِهِمْ وَاجِبٌ. And that they use this as a proof to show that following the way of the companions is an obligation. فَلَيْسَ لِأَحَدًا يَخْرُجَ عَمَّا أَجْمَعُ عَلَيْهِ. And it is not allowed for anyone to depart from what the companions they unanimously agreed upon. Not for anyone. Because if you're not upon their way, then you're upon other than their path. You're on the path of someone. You're on the path of someone. The Jahmiyyah, they're not on the path of the companions. They're upon the path of Jahm ibn Safwan. Likewise the Mu'tazila. Likewise the Rafida Shia. Likewise the Sufiyyah. Likewise Al-Jama'at. They're upon Al-Mukhalif, Al-Manhaj Ahli Sunnah. They're upon the path of those who founded those groups and those parties. They're not upon the way of the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi alayhim. Allah Azza wa Jal be pleased with all of them. And listen what Al-Sheikh Al-Fawzan said. Al-Sheikh Al-Fawzan, he makes a beautiful point, Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, concerning the statement of Al-Barbahari, Rahimahullah. وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ النَّاسَ لَمْ يَبْتَدِعُوا بِدْعَةً قَطُّ حَتَّى تَرَكُوا مِنَ السُنَّةِ مِثْلِهَا. That the people have never introduced an innovation into the religion, except that they abandoned its like from the sunnah. Except that they abandoned its like from the sunnah. He said, هَذِي حِكْمَةٌ عَظِيمَةٌ. This is a profound wisdom. This is a profound wisdom. وَهِيَ مَأْثُورَ عَنِ السَّلَفِ. And this is actually narrated from the Salaf. لَأَنَّهُ لَا تَجْتَمِعُ السُّنَّةُ وَالْبِدْعَةُ. Because it is impossible to combine and unite sunnah with innovation. It's impossible for the two of them to unite sunnah and bid'ah. إِلَّا وَتُخْرِجْ إِحْدَاهُمَا الْأُخْرَى. Except for one of them, it will remove the other. If you have sunnah, it removes bid'ah. If you have bid'ah, it removes sunnah. فَلَا يَكُونَ الْإِنسَانُ مُبْتَدِعًا وَسُنِّيًا. It is impossible for a person to be an innovator and a sunni. You're either or. There's no middle path. It's not that, you know, I'm a sunni in this, but I'm a mubtadi in that. No. The Shaykh, he said, فَلَا يَكُونَ الْإِنسَانُ مُبْتَدِعًا وَسُنِّيًا. It is not possible for a person to be an innovator and a sunni. بَلْ إِمَّا أَن يَكُونَ مُبْتَدِعًا وَإِمَّا أَن يَكُونَ سُنِّيًا. Either he is a sunni. And look, sunni means what? Sunni means athari. Sunni means salafi. Sunni means Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. Sunni means At-Taifat al-Mansura. Sunni means Al-Furqat al-Najiyah. Sunni here, it is referring to Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. Naam, that is the usage with mother the people of knowledge. As for the awam, the common people, they say that Sunni refers to everyone who is not a Rafidi Shi'i. That's the with the awam. As for the people of knowledge, Sunni meaning Salafi, meaning Athari, meaning Ahl al-Hadith. أهل السنة والجماعة طائفة المنصورة الفرقة الناجية أهل الحديث إما أن يكون السنين ولا يجتمعان فيه. You cannot have these two present in one person. فلا بد أن تخرج إحداهما الأخرى وهذا من مضار البدع. And this is from the harms of innovation. This is from the harms of innovation. بدع. نعم. الشيخ ربي commented upon the statement of البربهاري رحمه الله فاحذر المحدثات من الأمور. And as I said, in some of the طبعات, we have المحرمات. Beware of newly invented matters in the religion. We'll go upon what is مكتوب هنا. فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ. For verily every newly invented matter is an innovation. وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَ وَالضَّلَالَةُ وَأَهْلُهَا فِي النَّارِ. An innovation and misguidance and its people are in the hellfire. أقول لقد سبق المؤلف رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم والسلف الصالح إلى التحذير من البدع وذمها. I say the author was preceded by the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the rightly guided predecessors in warning against innovation and criticizing bid'ah. Look, ikhwan, how can a person just see innovation and just, yani sakit, he doesn't speak about any bid'ah, but at the same time he, into lisanun hadun, he has a sharp tongue about the people of the sunnah. How? When you have al-Barbahari making this statement, but al-Barbahari, he never came with this from his own self. Rather, this is derived from the Quran and the Sunnah and the way of the Salaf. وَمِنْ ذَلِكَ مَا كَانَ يَقُولُ رَسُولُهُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ وَمِنْ ذَلِكَ مَا كَانَ يَقُولُهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ فِي خُطَبِهِ. An example of that is what the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم used to say in his sermons. And remember, when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was saying this, the people wasn't practicing innovations. The Sahaba, alhamdulillah, they were upon the Sunnah. But in his sermons, he used to say, "Amma ba'd," to proceed. فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الْحَدِيثِ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ. The best speech is the book of Allah. وَخَيْرَ الْهَدِي هَدْيُ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. And the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَشَرُّ الْأُمُورِ مُحْدَثَاتُهَا. And the most evil of all affairs are newly invented matters in the religion. وَكُلَّ بِدَعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. And all innovations are misguidance. The Sahaba are upon the Sunnah, but showing the danger of bid'ah, innovations, and how they can creep upon people. The Prophet ﷺ in his sermons, he would say this to the Sahaba, and they were on the Sunnah, showing the grave danger of bid'ah, innovations and misguidance. وَمِن تَحْذِرَاتِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Also, from the warnings of the Prophet ﷺ is the hadith narrated by Al-Irbad ibn Sariyah, the well-known hadith, وَعَذَنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَوْعِذَةً ظَرَفَتْ مِنْهَا الْعُيُونَ وَوَجِلَتْ مِنْهَا الْقُلُوبِ. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, he admonished us with a heartfelt admonition. The eyes shed tears and the hearts trembled. We said, O Messenger of Allah, إِنَّ هَذِهِ. Verily, this is an admonition of somebody who was saying goodbye. They understood that it was as if the Prophet ﷺ was saying goodbye to them. Because the Prophet ﷺ, he knew that he was going to die shortly afterwards. What do you advise us? So the Prophet, he said, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, قَدْ تَرَكْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْبَيْضَاءِ. I left you upon clear guidance. لَيْلُهَا كَنَهَارِهَا. Its night is like its day. لَا يَزِيغُ عَنْهَا بَعْدِ إِلَّا هَالِكُ. Nobody deviates from it except that they are destroyed. وَمَنْ يَعِشْ مِنْكُمْ فَسَيَرَى اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. Whoever lives long from amongst you will see much differing. What's the solution? He mentioned, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the solution, the cure. فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِمَا عَرَفْتُمْ مِنْ سُنَّتِي. Cling to my sunnah, that which you know from the sunnah. وَسُنَّةِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ الْمَهْدِيِينَ. And the sunnah of the rightly guided khulafa, the sunnah of the companions. وَعَلَيْكُمْ بِالطَّاعَةِ. And إِلَى آخِرِ الْحَدِيثِ, and the end of the hadith. Also from the warnings is the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, مَنْ أَحْدَثَ فِي أَمْرِنَا هَذَا مَا لَيْسَ مِنْهُ فَوَرَدَ. Whoever innovates into this affair of ours that which is not from it, then it is rejected. Sheikh Rabi finished by commenting upon this point, وَفِي هَذِهِ التَّحْذِيرَاتِ أَكْبَرُ زَاجِرٌ وَوَاعِذٌ لِمَنْ أَلْقَى السَّمْعَ وَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ. In these warnings are the greatest admonishment and prevention or impediment for the one who gives ear while he is heedful. Meaning you listen and your heart is paying attention and you absorb what is being said and you reflect and you ponder upon it. And inshallah we'll just finish point number 7. Bidnillahi ta'ala, after the adhan. Naam, so the next point, Al-Barbahari rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, وَاحْذَرْ صِغَارَ الْمُحْدَثَاتِ مِنَ الْأُمُورِ فَإِنَّ صِغَارَ الْبِدَعَ تَعُودُ حَتَّى تَصِيرَ كِبَارًا وَكَذَلِكَ كُلُّ بِدَعَةٍ أُحْدِثَتْ فِي هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ كَانَ أَوَّلُهَا صَغِيرًا يُشْبِهُ الْحَقِّ فَاغْتَرَّ بِذَلِكَ مَنْ دَخَلَ فِيهَا ثُمَّ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ الْمَخْرَجْ مِنْهَا فَعَظُمَتْ وَصَارَتْ دِينًا يُدَانُ بِهَا فخالف الصراط المستقيم فخرج من الإسلام. الإمام البربهاري رحمه الله, and this is connected to the previous point, he said, beware of small innovations because they grow until they become large. Beware of small innovations because they grow until they become large. This is the case of every innovation introduced into the religion. It began as something small resembling the truth, and those who entered it were misled and then unable to leave it. So it grew and became a religion they adhered to. And they deviated from the straight path and left al-Islam. May Allah protect us from that. So here, again, al-Barbahari rahimahullah ta'ala, يؤكد المؤلف رحمه الله تحذيره من البدع. The author is emphasizing his warning against innovations, highlighting their dangers and the serious matter of innovations. They're not to be taken lightly. Bid'ah. فَإِنَّ الْبِدْعَةَ وَإِنْ رَآهَا الْإِنسَانُ صَغِيرًا فَإِنَّهَا تَتَطَوَّرُ عَلَى مَرِّ الْأَيَامِ حَتَّى تَصِيرَ. So, for verily innovations, even if the people see it as something small, it develops and grows, and with the passing of days, it becomes something that is enormous or atrocious, something that is grave, And these innovations may lead to other innovations. وَقَدْ تَجُرُّ هَذِي الْبِدَعِ إِلَى بِدَعٍ أُخْرَى. And an example of that, who can give me an example of that? And we've taken it in Kitab al-Tawheed. Innovations when Al-Barbahari rahimahullah, he said, وَاحْذَرْ صِغَارَ الْمُحْدَثَاتِ مِنَ الْأُمُورِ. Beware of small innovations because they grow until they become large. فَإِنَّ صِغَارَ الْبِدَعِ تَعُودُ حَتَّى تَصِيرَ كِبَارًا. This is the case of every innovation introduced into the religion. It begins as something small resembling the truth, and those who entered it were misled, and then they were unable to leave it. Ahsant. Naam. Hadha huwa. Look. An authentic, established incident which proves what is mentioned by Al-Barbahari. And there are other examples. Beware of small innovations because they grow until they become large. And this is the case of every innovation introduced into the religion. It began as something small resembling the truth. And those who entered it were misled and then unable to leave it. So it grew and became a religion that they adhered to. And thus they deviated from the straight path and left al-Islam. Naam, the Khawarij. But the first example, the example of the people of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. When the shaitan, when the righteous men from among them, when they passed away, when they died, the shaitan came to them and encouraged them to make images of these righteous men. Images or statues of these righteous men, and to place them at the place where they used to gather, so that when they see these statues, they remember these righteous men, they remember how they used to worship Allah Azza wa Jal, and they imitate them. So when the shaitan first came to them, it wasn't to worship them. That wasn't what the statues were made for originally. However, that was the plan of the shaitan. But that's a bid'ah. It was an innovation. It was misguidance. So after that generation passed away and knowledge was forgotten, that generation passed away, a new generation came. They didn't know why these statues were originally made. They started to worship these statues and they became idols that were worshipped besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So look at that. A person does not know where these bid'ah are going to lead. They may appear small, but they're going to end up as something that is great. Another example, كما ذكر Hanif, the people of the Khawarij, al-Nahrawan, when the individuals were in the masjid, سَبِّحُ مِيَا, throwing the pebbles, making the tasbih, subhanallah, making dhikr, throwing the pebbles, and they were criticized by the Sahaba. They were criticized by Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu an. Those individuals, they were present with the Khawarij and Nahrawan. They started with what? Throwing the pebbles, making dhikr, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, sabbihu miya, say subhanallah 100 times, and they would throw the pebbles. So it appeared as something small in the beginning, but it ended as something that was great. So like Al-Barbahari, he said, beware of small innovations. Don't think that, oh, it's only a small bid'ah. It's only a small innovation. That is why a Sunni, the person on the Sunnah, he doesn't have that mentality. If he sees bid'ah, he warns against it. He's not invited to a masjid, and that masjid, they're clearly upon error and misguidance, and he goes there and he talks about something that everyone is not going to have a problem with. You're not calling them to the truth. You can go to the Shia Rafidah, and if you talk about what they want you to talk about, like loving Ahlul Bayt, the family of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, are they going to have a problem with you? If you start talking about loving the Sahaba, they're going to have a problem with you. If you go to a masjid of the Sufi and you just talk about generally, just, oh, we should make dhikr of Allah, they're not going to have a problem with that. But if you say, worship Allah Azza wa Jalla alone without any partners, and we have to make dhikr of Allah as Allah Azza wa Jalla legislated, we have to abandon innovations, they're going to have a problem with you. So if you think that you're man enough, and in reality, ikhwan, that type of mawqif, it requires a man. Not just people claiming, I'm a man, or I have jur'ah, I'm courageous, I speak the haqq. No, going to those masajid, if any one of you have been in the midan of da'wah, going to these places, like Sheikh Rabbi said, it's not for everyone, because not everyone has that personality. Some people are weak, that's the reality of men. Some people are stronger than others. But if you really claim that you're going to them and you're going to give da'wah, talk about their errors. Talk about their errors in a nice way. No, don't abuse them. Don't insult them. But give the da'wah of the Anbiya. When Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he went to Fir'aun, he called him to Tawheed. He never watered it down. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he climbed on the mountain and he called the tribes of Quraysh, he called them to Tawheed, he warned them against shirk. When he started warning them against shirk, that is when the animosity started towards the believers, the Sahaba, and the transgression. That's when they started harming the believers. So if you claim that you're giving them da'wah and you're inviting them and you're using wisdom, speak against their mukhalafat. And that is what the scholars, they say. If you go to these places, and if you believe that you are qualified, and many people aren't qualified, because as I said, it requires ilm and it requires courage. Not courage that you pretend that you have it. No, courage that you're somebody. It's not about your self-interests. It's about calling to Quran, Sunnah, understanding of the Sahaba, and you don't care what they think about you. But you want good for them, and you're going to call them to that which is correct. These people in our city and other cities, when they claim the Sunnah and they go to these places, they're not upon that way. Like Sheikh Mukbil said, the people of innovation, they will never allow the pure Sunnah to be taught and spread in their masjid. There's always a catch. So the Sheikh, he said, وَقَدْ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ إِيَّاكُمْ Beware of sins that are deemed to be small. He mentioned the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, beware of sins that are deemed to be small. فَإِنَّهُنَّ For verily, they accumulate upon the person until they destroy him. So look, don't think that, beware of sins that people think are small. So they think they're small sins, so they fall into them, they amass, they accumulate, and they may end up destroying the person. Then he mentioned the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, لَعَنَ اللَّهُ السَّارِقُ يَسْرِقُ الْبَيْضَ May Allah curse the thief, he steals an egg and his hand is cut off. Al-Hadith. So, إِذَا كَانَتِ الْمَعْصِيَ السَّغِيرَ تَجُرُّ إِلَى أَكْبَرْ مِنْهَا فَالْبِدْعَ مِنْ بَابِ أَوْلَى If minor sins, minor acts of disobedience lead to more grave and severe forms of disobedience, then more so innovation. وَتَجُرُّ إِلَى غَيْرِهَا And bid'ah leads to other innovations. وَمَنْ يَنْظُرْ فِي حَالِ أَهْلِ الْبِدْعِ وَبِدَايَاتِ بِدَعِهِمْ وَمَا آلَتْ إِلَيْهِ أَحْوَالُهُمْ يُدْرِكُ خَطُورَةِ الْبِدْعِ And whoever looks at the state of the people of innovation and how the innovations they started and what it led them to, they know the danger of innovation. وَأَنَّهَا قَدْ تَقُودُ إِلَى الْخُرُوجِ مِنَ الْإِسْلَامِ And bid'ah, it could lead to somebody leaving Islam. May Allah protect us from that. كَمَا حَصَلَ لِغُلَاتِ الرَّوَافِدِ Has occurred with the extremists from the Rafida and likewise the extremists from the Sufis. الَّذِينَ جَرَّتْهُمْ بِدَعُهُمْ إِلَى الْقَوْلِ بِالْحُلُولِ وَوَحْدَةِ الْوُجُودِ Their innovations led them to believe that Allah is incarnate in human beings, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ Or led them to believe in the oneness of existence, that everything is Allah and Allah is everything. Allah protect us from all of that. Naam. So, ash-shahid, ikhwan, the danger of bid'ah, innovation and misguidance. And innovation and misguidance, Ibn Abbas, what did he say? He said, I don't think that there's anyone more detested to the shaytan than me. This is Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. He said, every time they bring to me an innovation, I refute it and I repel it with the sunnah. There is no one that the shaitan wants to see destroyed more than me. Why? Because every time an innovation, a bid'ah appears, I curb it with the sunnah. I repel it with the sunnah. So that is Ibn Abbas. That is the person of the sunnah. If you want to see a person of the sunnah, that is him. Bring to him bid'ah, he curbs it with the sunnah. He responds with Quran, sunnah, understanding of sahaba. That is the way, one upon the way of the sahaba. Not that you remain silent about it because you're fearing about your job or your salary or what the people are going to say about you. No, you respond to it in the best possible manner. May Allah Azza wa Jalla bless us to follow their ways. Subhanaka wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.